the ring doves, and the rat. A flock of ring doves was flying over a forest searching for food when their leader spotted some yellow rice grains scattered in a clearing among the trees.
"We're in luck! Down we go, boys!" he said,
and the flock fluttered down to land beside the tempting yellow rice. A hunter was hiding nearby, and he had scattered the rice grains to attract birds. No sooner had the doves started to peck at the rice than a big net fell over them and they were trapped. They struggled to escape, but it was no use. Only their leader kept his head and didn't panic.
"Stop struggling," he commanded, as the tiger ran towards them. "Each of you, pick up a strand of the net in your beak and fly upwards."
The ring doves all did as he said, beating their wings as hard as they could, and the net rose unsteadily from the ground and sailed into the sky. The hunter stood staring, his mouth wide open with astonishment. Then he began running again, trying to keep his eyes on the net as it sailed over the forest. Soon it was the other side of a small hill, and the hunter could no longer see it. Sadly, he went home, wondering what his wife would say when he told her that he had brought nothing for dinner and had lost his net. The doves had escaped the hunter, but their troubles were not over, for they were still inside the net. Once again, the leader had an idea.
"Fly to the top of the next hill," he ordered. "I have a friend there who may be able to help us."
The doves were very tired, but they made one last effort and reached the hilltop. The net tumbled to the ground, with the exhausted bird still entangled in its folds. On the hill stood the ruins of an old stone building, and in a hole among the stones lived an old rat. He was so ancient that his fur was grey and the top of his head was bald. This rat and the leader of the ring doves had been friends ever since the day the bird had perched on a tree and had spotted a snake slithering through the grass. His calls of alarm had saved the rat's life.
"Grandfather Rat," called the leader, "we're in big trouble. Please help us."
The rat came hobbling out of his hole and was surprised to see a net full of doves on his doorstep, but he set to work at once, nibbling away steadily at the cords until they parted. One by one, the doves struggled free of the net and flew up into the trees. When all was safe, the leader flew up to join them, but first he cooed his gratitude to his good friend.
"We owe our lives to your sharp teeth," he said.
"Your sharp eyes saved me from the snake," replied the old rat, "and one good turn deserves another."
And at sunset, the ring doves all flew safely home to roost.